welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Oh, she's back. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
You must be here or else no one would hear you.
That's true. And you're here.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
No, so, not a ghost.
How was Thanksgiving?
I would rather just have stayed home. And
oh, tell me about it. God.
Yeah.
I hate Thanksgiving.
It's why next year I'm glad I'll be away from this and I'll have it just with some friends up around Scranton.
That's right. Are you going to tell everybody?
Tell everyone what?
You're moving?
I am moving.
You're leaving me?
I am getting the hell out of Whitehall. Yeah, I'm going farther up north.
Yeah, further away. First it was like, well, Laura, just come to Easton to my office and we'll do the shows. All right, you know.
Well, then I got then in trouble.
Then he gets in trouble. It's like, well, now you got to come to my apartment in Whitehall. So I schlep even further. And it's like, well, now I'm moving to Scranton. It's like, you know what? Bite me. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, you know what? I'm buying my first house, so.
Yay! He's going to be a homeowner. Worse yet, a landlord.
A landlord.
Woo! Those poor people.
Three units.
Wow.
Mine being 2,233 square feet.
You're taking the biggie?
Yep. Well, there are two little college kids in there, and they got a big dog, and they're tearing that place apart. So
yeah, it's going to be stinky.
Say, bye-bye. Well, that's why they're not going to probably get the security deposit back.
Yeah, really. By the time you clean out all the smell and repaint.
And recarpet. Mm-hmm.
I hate carpeting, though. You like carpeting?
Not in all the rooms. In certain rooms. Like the living room, I'm probably going to put it down. Probably in the bedrooms.
Really?
Yep. But I'll leave the hardwood floor in like the hallway and kitchen. Stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's nice. Huh. Yep. Well, that's good.
I'm leaving.
Which means I think we're going to be showing up on parax.com radio.
You think?
I think so, because right now I'm doing all the paperwork. I think they're going to take the deadline and put the deadline podcast in their rotation.
Okay.
And who knows, down the road we may actually get a live show with them, which would save us because we can then
wouldn't save you.
Why?
You know how many times I have to stop and redo? Because you? Sometimes you get your giggle fits.
Oh, that doesn't happen that often.
Oh, boy.
And we're you know, a live show, there's no redo.
I know.
It's just, you know. But,
Once you say it, it's said.
right. But still, well, you know, you could edit it out of the archive version. But so hopefully if everything goes all right, who knows, maybe we'll actually have a live show where people can go into chat rooms and instant message us questions. And
or you can even talk to them live, yeah.
Yeah, they can call into the show. Yeah. So the deadline is, it's hedging for that, but for now we're filling out the paperwork, so you will be able to probably you'll be able to find us on parax.com. It's the same place that carries same network. They carry Ghostly Talk and Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
They'll be our direct competition.
No, not at all. I think they're far and away doing much better. So, you know. Anyway, so did I tell you about a holiday spirit gathering?
No, tell me about it.
Well, normally the third Tuesday of every month is our North Jersey meeting, and it takes place in Hackettstown. And, of course, we don't do meetings in December, but I still had the room booked because that would have been our meeting night. So I said, you know what? Let's have a holiday spirit gathering and give people a chance to shop the NJGHS stuff. Because a lot of times people say, oh, I wanted your book, and I missed your book signing. Oh, I wanted a T-shirt, I didn't make it to the meeting, blah, 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 blah. So-and-so's having a birthday party, whatever. You need a gift. So from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, December 16th, in Hackettstown, in the community room in the Blue Room, which is normally our meeting space, time, and place. It's 293 Main Street, Hackettstown. We will be there. Dina Trico is going to be there, Elaine Makala, to help out with everything. There'll be some light refreshments served. We're going to have the Ghost Hunting New Jersey book on sale, $10, and I'll be there to sign it. T-shirts, $10 each, or two for $15. Of course, if you want the extra, extra large, that's $12 each, or two for $20. I'm making some of my famous cupcakes because we're going to have a bake sale.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. This will get Brian to drive from PA to New Jersey.
I don't know.
Well, you'll be in New Jersey that day, right? Because that's when you start your deal of working in West Orange?
Nope.
No? Oh,
2 days later.
2 days, okay. Well, anyway, the cupcakes will be chocolate-covered strawberry cupcakes, mocha, maple walnut, peanut butter cupcakes, Rocky Roadsters. Now, the cupcakes will be priced at $6 for half dozen or $10 for a whole dozen. If you want to guarantee a certain flavor that you want, make sure you email Laura, H, at njghs.net, and include your name, address, telephone number, the flavor that you want, and the quantity, and I'll make sure I put that aside for you to pick up that night.
I'll just PayPal my order.
Yeah, I'm not taking PayPal. But if you don't show up that night by like 7:30 and we're shutting it down at 8, your order will get sold to whoever's standing there. So, you know, be kind to me. Don't make me spend all this money doing all this baking and you place an order and I do it all and you don't show up and get it.
Well, no, when I'm saying PayPal, I'll PayPal prepaying it.
Oh, okay. All right. we're also going to have the Llewellyn books that we have in stock. Plus, I'm getting a shipment in next week of the 2009 annuals, the calendars, and the moon sign book, and all the almanacs and stuff. So all your astrological stuff we'll have in stock for 2009. And whether you're a member or not, you can buy every Llewellyn book on sale for 20% off the retail price. So that's cool. We'll also have the cookies and some brownies and stuff as part of the bake sale. Gift certificates will be available. I'm bringing my laptop and my printer with all my supplies, so I will be able to print out gift certificates for Morbid Mobile Tours. I will also be able to print out memberships. So if you wanted to purchase a membership to give as a gift, now's your chance. I'll be sitting right there to sign it, print it, give it to you. It's $20 lifetime membership for the NJGHS. And that night, every membership that we sell, all the fees collected for those memberships will be donated to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is a really, really good hospital. They never turn any child away. They, you know, they rely heavily on donations.
Right.
They're spearheading a lot of research for childhood cancer and so forth. So it's a good cause. So if you've been hemming and hawing about buying membership, why don't you show up to the Holiday Spirit Gathering on December 16th at 6:30 in Hackettstown. Buy your membership then and there, and that way the money will go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I should make it very clear that this night, this Holiday Spirit Gathering, we're not doing the PayPal, no credit cards, no personal checks. Everything is cash and carry, okay? That's it. Huh. So, how freaking cold was it on November 22nd, Brian, at Eastern State?
Too damn cold.
I think it was so cold, the spirits, the ghosts were just like, bag this, going to a prison in Florida, going off to Alcatraz, can't handle it.
Somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah, it was pretty beat for investigative quality, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Because I can tell, I've been getting some of the ROFs in, which for those of you who have never gone for your CPI, ROF is your report of findings. And I've gotten some of the ROFs in and pretty dismal.
Well, that and some of the places we still weren't able to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
Cell block 12, we were only allowed on the third floor because they still have stuff left over from the haunted house.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. And they're still not letting us in the guard tower, not
nope.
In the hospital.
Nope.
Whose butt do we got to kiss to do that? Because you remember that radio station I was on?
Yes.
What was it, WPST or something? They just like go over there and they're like, oh, well, Sean Kelly took us here, took us there. Da, da. And I'm sitting there going, excuse me, you weren't even paid. I think they paid for the regular daytime tour.
Mm-hmm.
They probably just flashed their credentials. Oh, I'm with the radio station. And they go to the guard tower, hospital, everything, and I'm sitting there going, and how much money has the NJGHS forked over to this? And
yep, I know.
And we get screwed every
Bupkis.
Time. Yeah. But, so, yeah, so you guys, and then you had the little documentary college crew following you around, right?
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it said that their shots probably aren't that great because it's dark and... I guess their night vision isn't that great on their cameras.
Well, that's lesson one for film school. You know, yeah.
That, like I said, it was cold.
Oh, boy. I mean, I was there just to do the presentation part. Which, did you like that? Was that okay?
Yeah, that was good.
So I took all your notes, and I said, I looked at your cards, and I'm like, I can't do this.
See, me, I don't even do a visual presentation. I just do a verbal.
Yeah, but I wouldn't remember. I was like, how dark it is in there, trying to look at the notes and everything. I'm like,
the lights are on.
I'll screw it up.
Well, it's dark in there because we had to turn them off for your presentation. Otherwise, all the lights are on.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I was so afraid. When I looked at how extensive your notes were, I'm like, I'm going to forget something. I'm going to screw this up. And I'm like, I'm so used to working off a PowerPoint. So that was that day. I put that whole presentation together that afternoon.
Shh. No, you didn't. You worked on that for weeks.
I mean, a couple weeks ago when you gave me the cards, I had read through them. And periodically I would go back and read through them again, and I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, I could tell you copied some stuff directly from the cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Word for word.
Uh-huh. You know, lie, man. I was not taking any chances. But, you know, I think at least this way people were able to see, even if I didn't have the equipment in my hand or in my possession, it was on the slide so they could see what it looks like.
Like I said, from now on, no more training between November and February.
Yeah. Even March is brutal. You get the March winds and stuff.
Yeah, well, the March could go either way. We could also like push it to the end of March.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no more. No, no, no.
Yeah, that's
even though Zorba's food was very good. I went there and a delicious meal.
Yeah, I got the dolmades to go, and I still haven't even eaten my baklava. I've been so failing it.
And I didn't know they had a whole extra dining area.
Yeah.
You knew about the front area?
What front area? I know there's those three steps you go up because I've eaten once in that other dining room.
But in that dining room, if like you walk in there, you go up the little steps, walk straight, turn left. There's another whole dining area there for parties.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either until I sat down in there. I was like, oh, because they were having someone was having a party back there.
Wow. Who knew?
But excellent food again.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say that. Thank God we had the dolmades. Oh, I also have to say happy birthday to my son, Trent. His birthday was December 1st. He is now 12 years old.
Uh-oh. Happy birthday.
Little Sagittarius. And our fellow Sagittarius here, Brian.
Who?
Yeah, you.
Nah,
it's your birthday's December 10th.
Ugh.
It's even part of my calendar that I built in on Snapfish. So the 2009 calendar has your picture with your name on your birthday, actually.
Ugh. I want to skip this one.
Why?
It's that one. Uh-huh.
Ooh. Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I kept thinking you're so much younger.
Uh-huh, it's that one.
Oh, boy. 40.
It's okay, you're going to hit 50 before me, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm well on my way here. Wow. Well, you know what? That one is not bad. You know what the killer one is? 30.
No, mine 30 was fine.
Oh, 30 almost killed me. In fact, to this day, whenever I get nervous about having to go out or do something new or different or I'm scared, I always think back to the morning of my 30th birthday, and I'm like, and in that instant, I can say, well, if you could survive turning 30, you could do this. And that's my motivating factor every time. 40 was just like, ah, what the hell. 50, I won't even care. 60, you're doing Depends and beefing up the eyewear and... Who cares?
All I know is I remember my father's 40th birthday party. I remember that, and that was
really?
31 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I have never seen a bunch of adults party as hard as they did that night. Every one of them saw the sun coming up.
Wow.
And it wasn't just, oh, let's just hang out and relax. It was...
partying.
Yeah. Yeah. The big, huge, huge snifter.
Mm-hmm.
That you see usually, oh, this is a joke type thing.
Yeah.
They were filling that with alcohol and drinking from it.
Wow. Go dad.
Yeah. That's about one of the only few times I ever saw both my parents toasted.
Oh, that's great. So, is that your big plan for your 4-0?
No, I haven't decided yet.
Yeah?
I haven't decided. Hmm. I have to do my one shot, though.
What's the one shot?
I do one shot a year. One shot of vodka.
Ew. Vodka.
Mm-hmm. Grey
Goose.
Why
not to kill you?
Ugh. Yeah. One shot.
Well, see, I'm a whiskey girl at heart.
Yeah,
so,
true.
I mean, I, you know.
No, I do one shot of chilled vodka, and that's it. That's the only hard alcohol I do all year.
One shot all year?
Yep.
Wow.
Don't matter if people offer me shots, they'll put shots in front of me. Nope, nope.
No jello
you.
Shots, no
nope.
Nothing, huh?
Nope. Well, I mean, a mudslide here and there, but.
Right, and that's not, it's got vodka in it, but. That's just like an ice cream sundae with alcohol.
Yep.
Well, should we talk about our meetings?
Yeah, that'll be short.
Okay. No meeting in December for the Central Jersey Division. Make sure you enjoy your happy holidays. The next meeting for the Central Jersey Division will be January 7th, 2009 in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. The North Jersey Division was discussed as earlier as the Holiday Spirit Gathering on December 16th, and the actual meeting that follows that will take place on January 20th, 2009, 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member of the NJGHS to attend a monthly meeting, and you're welcome to bring your questionable photos in a paranormal context, please, and audio recordings for analysis during the Share and Scare segment of each meeting. So check that out. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive. Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net. Website, Morbid Mobile Tours. We're waiting to take you away.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or a ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for natal chart. That's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, birthplace, and I will process your full-color natal chart, print it out with my handwritten notes, and send it off to you. Now, this week, we're going to finish up the parashares that actually hit 10 for Angela. So she sent me all her information. I still have to put together her chart. Actually, I've programmed it in. I just haven't had time to go through my own notes on it. So it's coming, Angela. Bear with me. Okay. Here's her eighth parashare. My husband and I were watching television one evening, and all of a sudden we heard a lot of banging upstairs. We ran to see what it was. We found every box in our attic dumped over for no reason. We looked for an animal, an unsteady foundation, or anything to explain why all of our belongings were turned over. We haven't found a plausible explanation to date. Parashare number 9.
Now, the latest occurrence happened when I was in the shower. I was shampooing my hair and felt something squeeze me so inappropriately that I called for my husband and promptly jumped out of the shower. I was puzzled and felt violated. I've told this spirit in no uncertain terms to stay out of our personal space. I am not looking at you. The bathroom and the bedroom. This event totally freaked me out. Stop it! I can just see it in my peripheral vision. He's like, she's gonna lose it. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm reading this saying, felt something squeeze me so inappropriately. I jumped out of the shower. I felt violated and puzzled. I'm like, in my head, I'm going, I can't even get any action, like, on the normal, let alone the paranormal level. How the heck does this woman's got a husband and she's getting, like, goosed paranormally, you know, by a spirit? Right. I'm like, she's got it, like, man, you know? I got Zippo, not a zilch. Alrighty then, Angela. PowerShare number 10. Last but not least, I went into my kitchen yesterday and suddenly felt something cross behind me. I looked into the kitchen window's reflection and saw a large shadow. The scary thing was that simultaneously my smoke detector went off and there was no fire. So here are my 10 PowerShare experiences. I believe possibly that either I am haunted or my choice of homes is. I can't figure it out, but I have contacted the local church to bless my house. I think I should bring in a qualified paranormal research team.
Do we know any?
Really? But I'm so afraid that they may detect something evil or negative and that I would not be able to handle it. Overall, I don't sense these spirits in my home as negative. I assure you, I do not take these things lightly. I am fortunate to have had these experiences. Thank you for your book, Laura. I won it last trivia question. Great book. I am hoping to get that natal chart. Yes, it's coming. As I really find it also fascinating. I'll send more things as they develop in my house, if you like. Sincerely, Angela. Well, thank you, Angela. I think that's awesome. And like I said, I have plugged in your data.
Is she the
data.
First one to actually hit 10?
Yes. Yes, she is the first person to qualify for natal chart and wants to cash in. So, woo-hoo. Angela. All right, we're going to take a break here.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary. Located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, speaking of John Zaffis, he's a Sagittarius. He's got a birthday coming up.
Ah.
Yeah. You're in good company there, yeah, Brian.
He's getting up there in age, too.
Hey.
What?
Well, everybody gets older.
I know. I'm just saying.
But, you know, he's still a very cool dude.
Yes.
You know. And happy birthday, John. I know I don't remember exactly what day in December, but I know you're a Sag, so that's why he's such a nice, happy, positive, upbeat person.
Well, I'll tell you what, John. Come on down here. I'll buy you a drink.
Yay! Yeah, like he's going to come all the way from... Where is he? Connecticut?
Connecticut, I believe, yeah.
But anyway, happy birthday, John. We love you. You're great. Okay, so now let's do haunted trivia.
You sound like a freaking blonde.
Wasn't that cool? I really did slip into my blonde thing. Like, oh my god. Let's do haunted trivia.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, do you want the sultry redhead voice instead?
No.
No, okay. Haunted trivia.
Just the normal whiny voice.
My whiny, nasally, congested, northeast, crappy sinus-sounding voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one.
That one, yeah. Last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of the latest Booth Brothers project that premiered on Sci-Fi for the 31 days of Halloween and featured our former guest, Keith Age? Nobody got this.
And you even had an extra week.
Yeah. Nobody got it. It was Spooked. It was filmed on location at the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Kentucky.
Duh. No, duh is this next one.
Well, and let me say, we did have a winner for the Union Screaming House question.
Okay.
Well, the answer was Union, Missouri, you know, Stephen LaChance's book. So, I wrote the guy's name down. It was Michael. I remember his first name being Michael, and he lives in Newton, New Jersey. But okay. He will be getting this DVD on UFOs. So,
cool.
Congratulations to him for listening and actually giving it a shot. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of so easy, it's pathetic.
I'm not even playing the Jeopardy theme because it's not even worth it for this question this easy.
Play like the Romper Room theme. Who is?
That's what you get.
Who is the mayor of Ghost Village? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the DVD, The Spirit of the Serpent, An Exploration of Earth Energy, which retails for $24.95 US. So... Did I mention I met the big heavy hitters of Taps?
You didn't mention it, but I saw the photos.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah, I met Jason.
Cool. Yeah,
just quickly, I was just walking in, and I couldn't believe it. He was just standing there, and I'm like, hi. I put my hand on it. He goes, hi, I'm Jason. And I'm like, I'm Laura. I was just, like, dumbstruck. And, later I came out, and there was Grant. And he was kind enough to let me get a picture with him. Dave Tango said, hi, I'm Dave. And I said, would you mind if I got a picture with you? And I said, I'm from your home state here. I didn't want to go into all these details. But I have to say, when I said to Grant, I said, you know, I run the New Jersey Ghost Hunters. I said, I'm from the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And he goes, oh, I hope we do you proud, you know, with the show. And I said, yeah, I said, it's great. Because now people say to me, oh, like those guys on TV. So they're able to understand what we do. And he goes, oh, great, most haunted. And I'm like, oh, God, no. So he's funny. That was quick, very quick wit. I thought that was good. But yeah, they're.
Did you ask him?
And it's so different to see them in person. Now, you remember, well, you haven't watched the show in a while. They have the new, she's not even that new. She's been on for a while, Chris Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, very beautiful, very attractive girl. She is freaking Amazon. She's so tall. I almost fell over. I had no clue. On the show, she looks like this petite little thing. I mean, she's tall. I mean, she could have been a model. I'm like, why are you wasting your time? But anyway. Grant is a very nice man, but I thought he was a lot taller. And when I met him in person, I almost fell over because when he first walked by, I thought, well, that can't be Grant because Grant's tall. He's on TV, you know. And then, and I meet him and I'm like, you know, well, now granted, I had my boots on, which, well, what are they? They're about a 2.5-inch heel on my boots. So okay. It doesn't make me all, that makes me about 5'8". So, and I think we were like eye to eye. So he's probably 5'8", 5'9". Jason surprised me. He's taller than he appears on camera, you know? No, I shouldn't say that. He in person, he's the height that I expected. Grant shocked me. I thought Grant was about 6 foot tall, but...
That's because the bitch is always smaller.
Stop. That's mean. But, Jason's... You know, but you know what it was about Jason that was different in person? He's thinner. I was like, that is so cruel. That camera, or either it's the way he dresses...
It's probably the way he dresses.
With loose shirts. Yeah. And the camera angle. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, and he always says, well, I got 5 kids. So he strikes you as like, you know... Every Sunday afternoon, crack open a beer and, you know, let the kids run around at his feet. And you just get this image, you know, of like a blue-collar Joe with the gut and everything. And he's not like that. In person, I was like, he's slender. He's not skinny, scrawny, where you're like, oh, God,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
He looks like he could hold his own in a fight, but he's not as, like I got that whole blue-collar
like
Rugrat image, you know.
Not like the first season.
I don't remember, you know.
Yeah, he
was
big.
A long time ago. Was he, really?
Yeah. Or bigger, probably.
Bigger. But, yeah, he looked very healthy, very, you know.
So did you ask how come we weren't, your application or your email never got put through to become a fam?
That was a long time ago.
Oh,
Grant wrote back a long time ago saying they were, like, swamped because they didn't expect their show to take off the
right
way it did.
All right, so...
But I did not ask it because I had already educated myself, so I saved myself from asking such a stupid question and embarrassing myself because I went to their website prior to, this was Sunday, November 30th, it was a Tourette's Syndrome benefit that Dave Tango was kind of assigned his name to help this organization in New Jersey. And so I was there on the 30th, so prior to that, I went to the TAPS website, and they have this whole thing delineated. There's a manager and a co-manager specifically for reviewing applications. There's an application you fill out. You have to provide 2 references from people within your community, I guess, who you've investigated mm-hmm. for, and your website and all this stuff. And they review the application. They verify the references. They verify that you have a domain name. That your website is in line with what they're doing, and which is good, but that there's a whole process to it now. And I thought, you know what? I could do that, but do I really want to stand here and fill all this out right now? I said, well, for giggles, let me go see who is for mm-hmm. New Jersey. It was only at South Jersey Ghost Research.
Because they were previously.
And I said, you know what? I'm cool with that. I know Dave Giuliano. I know his work. I know that they're a very good team. And we've traded cases back and forth over the years, so I figured, at least New Jersey's properly represented. Mm-hmm. If it had been some fly-by-night little crap thing,
right?
You know, I would have been like, oh, I'm filling out this form, no way! Get the NJGHS on there, but at least New Jersey's properly represented, so that was cool. Wow, I'm really getting congested. What do you use on your carpeting? I must be allergic to it. I am, like, seizing up, dude. My lungs are...
Maybe it's just Pennsylvania you're allergic to.
It's Pennsylvania, New Jersey. It's the Northeast. And I'm checking into San Antonio, too. I was talking about this on the show I was on last night. And it truly is deep in the heart of Texas. It's like, boom, right in the middle of Texas is San Antonio. So what I need to find out, because you know how their visitor websites always lie?
No.
Oh, yeah. Hello. They tell you all this great stuff. Oh, we have 300 days of sunshine a year. Our average temperature is 70 degrees. Our summers are temperate with 90-degree highs, and winters around 50. I'm like, uh-huh. I want to talk to some Texan out of San Antonio. So if any of you out there are from San Antonio, Texas, email me and let me know the skinny on your weather. I mean, is it humid? Do you get really humid weather, or is it dry? See, what I'm looking for is like SoCal, you know, the Southern California climate of desert. I want it arid. I want it dry so I can breathe, you know.
Vegas.
I don't like Vegas. Now, the one person I spoke to said, oh, you know, you don't want to go to San Antonio. You don't want to go to Texas. There's all the scorpions. They come right in the house and everything. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, yeah, that stinks. But I just get a bigger house. I don't know.
On the second floor.
Yeah, you know, I got cats. They'll Well, they'll probably die trying.
I want a new cat. Go find a scorpion.
Did I tell you, Bob came through the week before. He killed a mouse in my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I have the picture of it on my cell phone.
Did he, did he leave it on your bed for you?
No, thank God. He left it. And this time he didn't do the decapitation thing. He just left the marks showing that, yes, I broke its neck and, you know, I bit it. And he just left it on its back with its legs stuck up in the air, rigor mortis, laying right there on the floor. Very nice. By the TV. Like, good job, Bob. So anyway.
You get an extra kitty treat.
We covered it all. Everything from taps and ghost hunters to dead mice, scorpions, moving to San Antonio. Well, I only move to San Antonio if the weather's good. You know, but I'm definitely going to go down there and visit because I want to see the Alamo and some other stuff. What's that doing?
Someone's calling.
Oh, neat. All righty. Well, I guess we should pack it up for this week. We've bored people enough, right?
Well, we bore them every week.
I know. Well, hopefully, hey, we can start boring you on parax.com. That'd be cool. All right. Thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Grico. And don't forget, I forgot, December 1st, I was so consumed with it being my son's birthday, I forgot to remind people it's a new month and we need votes for our show on Podcast Alley, okay? Our ranking has been suck. So, please go to podcastalley.com and vote for The Deadline. The link is on our njghs.net website homepage as well as The Deadline page. And after you're done voting, know that I said thank you. And of course, I want to thank you for listening and downloading the shows weekly. Keep doing that because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.